This is Droops.
And this is Obfuscated.
And this is Infonomicon. News you need.
Like it or not.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Through the darkness of future past. The magician longs to see one chance out between two worlds. Fire, walk with me.
The Antichrist. You get me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you.
We want to welcome Mr. Clark to Eastside. We've heard so much about you, and tell you what we have done in anticipation of your arrival. Ms. Levias, your other vice principal, and I have appointed an executive committee to oversee certain areas where we have noted a need for improvement. Mr. Zarella, for example...
You may sit down, Mr. O'Malley. You think you can run this school? If you could, then I wouldn't be here, would I? No one talks in my meetings. No one! You take out your pencils and write. I want the names of every hoodlum, drug dealer, and miscreant who's done nothing but take this place apart on my desk by noon today. Reverend Slappy.
Yes, sir.
You are now the chief custodian, Reverend Slappy. You will scour this building clean. Graffiti goes up, it's off the next day. Is that clear?
Yes, sir, the very next day.
Detention students can help you. Let them scrub this place for a while. And tear down those cages in the cafeteria. You treat them like animals, that's exactly how they'll behave. This is my new dean of security, Mr. William Wright. He will be my avenging angel as you teachers reclaim the halls. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't control it, how can you teach? Discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm. Mr. Zarella.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Zarella, you are now my new head football coach. Mr. Darnell. Stand up, Mr. Darnell. Mr. Darnell will be your assistant. You know why you're being demoted, Mr. Darnell? Because I'm sick and tired of our football team getting pushed all over the field. Thank you. Sit down. I want precision. I want a weight program. And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years. And your students can't even get past a minimum basic skills test. That means they can hardly read. They've given me less than 1 year. One school year to turn this place around. To get those test scores up. So the state will not take us over to perform the task which you have failed to do. To educate our children. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency and my word is law. There's only one boss in this place and that's me. The HNIC. Are there any questions? Mr. Wright?
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bomb deaths. Tough FBI. Killed and injured children. Police conspiracy.
Negative attacks.
Discipline, sex, and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine,
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS TV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
This is Droops.
And this is Office Get It.
And this is Infonomicon Radio.
Episode 12.
And we're releasing this on September the 24th, 2004.
2006.
Four.
Six.
Four.
Eight.
Okay. Anyway, we have a little bit of news tonight. We are going to have a little bit of a new format. We're not going to, we're going to record the show just like we've normally been doing it, but we're only going to release it to the general public on Monday evening, because that's right, folks, we've been picked up by some radio networks. Which ones have we got now, Mr. Obfuscated?
For right now, Rant Radio. We also been picked up by Hack Radio, Hacker Radio, by BenRev.com, but they're not totally up yet, so... for right now, we're going to be on Rant Radio with the next or debut airing will be in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks is going to start on 8 p.m. on Mondays.
So look for it as our new time slot. Listen to the show. And if you don't want to listen to it on Rant Radio, then just download it later.
On Monday.
On Monday.
Monday evenings. It's going to be – you're going to be able to hear it on if you never been to Rant Radio, I guess I don't know why you wouldn't, but it's at what's the web address for that? It's at rantradio.com.
It's rantradio.com.
Right, and it's under schedule under the talk show thingies, and I don't think we're up yet, but we should be up within the next day or two.
Now, Rant Radio Talk is there's three different radio networks. There's the talk, the punk, and the industrial. And since we're not punk or industrial and we talk a lot, they put us on talk.
We fart sometimes, but that's not considered industrial.
And I haven't really gotten that good with my harmonica yet, so.
You've been practicing with that?
A little bit. I kind of got sidetracked as I went to see my friend, who's very musically inclined, and he bought a harmonica. And he's like, look, you just have to think about it. And he just played any song you could name. And I was like, I fucking hate you. Like, I'm practicing really hard, learning how to play it right, and he's just going at it.
Did he play any Clash or anything? Or?
No, he didn't play any Clash. It was mainly just old country songs. You're forgetting where I live.
Did you get any email this week, man?
I did get some email. I got some email from Mr. Pixel Fiend.
Our favorite listener,
and he has a new link box for us that we're going to start sending out to everybody, so everybody look for it.
Okay, and also, did you get any other emails besides our favorite listener?
No.
Okay, I got
your mom sent me some stuff, but I just delete that shit.
She's a spammer. Yeah, I got an email from, I'm not going to say his real name, there's no handle here,
Make up one.
I've called him. We've got one that says Logos. L-O-G-O-S. I'm just going to call him No Name. Well, No Name, since the email, first email he sent was, I don't know if you were serious about giving out those Gmail accounts, but if you are, give me one. I don't have an article for you, but if you would like, I'll write the show notes. I got the show notes. I've been a little late with them, but I'm getting them done. And I wrote them back telling them, well, we'll give you a Gmail account, which we'll give anyone who writes us, you know, while supplies last. But you got to write something. Like, tell us, hey, you can't just, like, give me Gmail account to know. Crazy Germans. And just send us something like, you hate this show, you like this show, you want to fuck Droops, blah, 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 blah. Something.
Or naked pictures.
Naked pictures of yourself.
Of yourself or your mom.
Or your dad.
Sister.
Grandma.
Dog.
Jessica Tandy.
Okay.
Or Bobby Vinton. Also, no one knows who that is. Anyway,
I know who Bobby Vinton is.
Who is Bobby Vinton?
Bobby Vinton was a singer in the 60s.
50s, 60s, yeah.
Whatever.
Close. You're good. That's good. Not too many people know that. He won the ass trivia of the day. And he wrote back, he said, hey, obfuscate it. The show's great. The content is good. The sound quality is good. Well, thank you. But I don't like Shirley Q. I usually skip over it. Too bad, since it only lasts like a minute and a half.
We like Shirley Q.
Do not insult Shirley Q.
Shirley Q will whoop your ass.
She's a paid employee of Clear Channel International. You don't, you do not fuck with Clear Channel, as we've learned. I've took a number shock to the balls because I've insulted Clear Channel.
Mr. Magoo doesn't like that, does he?
No, he does not. Anything else, man?
So, you've been working on anything?
Mm-hmm.
Other than just, like, hanging out, being a bum?
Nope. Drinking a lot of coffee, smoking a lot of cigarettes, and working. That's about it.
Well, that's excellent. I'm building a voltage regulator for my soldering iron.
That sounds important. That sounds important.
It's very important, and I actually got the design from Afrotech or AfroSomethingMods.com. Is it Afrotech Mods?
Mm-hmm.
Or Afrotech, something like that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the guy that came up with the speaker out of an old hard drive.
Excellent.
And I'm improving on his design a little bit, but I'm soon to have a soldering iron little station. Not that I'm going to solder, but whatever.
Also, yeah, you say, you know, I'm not working on anything or anything. Yes, I work on the show a good bit.
Yeah, you do, because I don't do shit but, like, record it. And I don't really record it. I just talk while you're recording it.
In my computer lab.
In your computer lab?
In my two Tandys. I get hooked up. Do all the recording. And as we said on the last couple of shows, it does cost about $150 every time we record. So we're giving money away to the community. What community? I'm not sure, but it's some gay community. I don't know.
Isn't like gay community or something? Isn't that what it is? Anyway. Speaking of giving money away to people.
Jesus Christ.
I have a little dilemma, and I'm about to sell a little bit of stock, but I don't really know what to invest it in. And if you would like to help run my life, send me a stock that you think that I should invest in. And don't say you should invest in some random shit. Like, just come up with a real reason that I would actually spend, you know, hard-earned money.
So you're asking our listeners to come up with, like, stock tips to give you?
Yes.
Do you trust them fuckers that much?
Well, I'm gonna look them up. I'm not just gonna take the first guy and say, yeah, I'm gonna invest in.
Then why ask him in the first
nothing place?
Well,
I just want
to anybody that
say,
would listen to us talk, I wouldn't trust to do my fucking laundry. You might find a piece of shit in it.
Well, I'm gonna definitely read the stock tips on the show if anyone will send one. And so just be thinking about that.
I'll give you one. Get rid of that shitty stock you called Cisco.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Very, very shitty stock.
Cisco doesn't even give dividends away. They're like, oh, instead of giving you 4 cents every quarter, we're just going to give you more Cisco stock.
When will we come up with a financial show?
Yeah, that's no fun.
We could talk about money for like an hour and a half.
I
don't know shit about it. I'll just be like,
we're Christian, though, so we can't.
Yeah, right. Hail Satan.
That's not what I meant.
But the... No, we can... only tip I
you
can
know
get,
why Jews are known as good at money?
Oh, great. Here we go.
Well, no, like, during the Middle Ages, the Jewish faith, like, they were allowed to lend money, and the Christian faith was not allowed to lend money. It was considered bad.
But give it away to the church.
But you could give it to the church like fucking mad. So that's why Jews were the money lenders, because it wasn't against their religion. And that's why historically they're known as good with money.
History lesson for the day.
History lesson for the day, everyone. A little medieval history for everybody.
Medieval history.
Well, you got to have that. So you ready to start the show?
No.
All right, we'll talk about an article then.
Okay, speaking of Cisco... Arrest in Cisco source code theft. A British man has been arrested in connection with the theft of source code from Cisco systems. The 20-year-old was arrested on the 3rd of September following police raids on homes in Manchester and some other fucking town. The man has not been identified or charged and has been bailed pending an appearance in court in November. The theft of the core software that controls much of the net's hardware came to light in May when it was posted on a Russian website. Russians again, right? A spokesperson for the Metropolitan Police said that the man had been arrested for breaking into the 1990 Computer Misuse Act. So, misuse being that don't stick your dick in a serial port. PCs seized during the raids now are being forensically examined. A very important word, forensics. Police are continuing to investigate the theft of the core computer code that is run by the key net hardware known as routers. Because I don't know what a router is, right? This hardware passes... Well, I don't need a fucking definition of it. Basically, this guy got caught stealing Cisco shit. It doesn't say...
I hope the guy rots in fucking hell, because I lost money because of that bastard.
I'm sure he stole the code because of the shitty stock and they weren't giving him dividends. It doesn't say that on here, but of course, but I'm a better journalist than, what's this guy's name? It doesn't say. I'm sure AP submitted this. Fuck AP.
If only we could just get that AP wire going to the house, we wouldn't have to do any fucking work for this show.
We can have like those little fucking tickers on the wall.
Just get it to read it for us. Like a little computer that just reads it.
This is Infonomicon today.
And add some witty banter.
Today there's a rest. Fucking cunt douchebags.
Well, anyway, last week we talked about Apple, and they released their new iMac computer. And Obfuscated said it was a rumor, but it was, of course, actually released that day. The better journalist obviously didn't check his sources right before he aired his...
I'm very bad on the trends.
And anyway, from what I hear about this new iMac, it's about 2 inches... You know, our best friend in the world, Pixel Fiend, loves Macs.
I mean, he's good people, but I'm
he
just
described
saying.
Himself as a Mac guy.
He's good people. What you want to say? Fuck Mac.
Okay. Anyway, this machine takes up no more space on the desk than a flat panel monitor. In fact, we sell monitors that are bigger than this fucking computer. It starts at
This is the all-in-one thing?
Yeah, $1,300. With 17-inch widescreen display, and of course you can go up for that if you get a bigger display or anything like that.
$1,300. What's it powered with? What's it got?
I'm getting to that.
Specs. I want specs.
Think about it. This is also coming with, like, it's a top of the line computer, and it's coming with a 17-inch LCD. Which, if you go to shitty stores like Circuit City. You know, and they say, "Oh, the computer's only $500, but then the LCD's like $600." So for a whole thing for $1,300, that's not bad, including the LCD. Anyway, it's a gleaming white computer. It's got a clear border, and it sits atop an adjustable aluminum stand. I don't know what's so cool about aluminum, but that's cool to them.
Aluminum, like Coke can aluminum.
Yeah. Anyway. There's a wide selection of ports and connectors, because it's a fucking computer.
Wow!
And it sits neatly vertically aligned on the back.
Why not horizontally on the back?
There's a little hole on the stand that you can channel the wires through it, so you don't have to see any wires. And if you buy the wireless mouse and the wireless networking card, all you have to do is have a power cord and a printer cord, if you have a printer, or just get a wireless printer.
What's the fuck up with people with bitching about wires? I love wires. It looks like you're
I
important.
Have wires all over my room.
I'm like since I'm recording the show, I have wires running it fucking up my ass, my
well,
dick.
Well, most Mac people are arty kind of people, and they don't like the wires. There's three fans inside this bastard, but it's really fucking quiet unlike my computer, which I'm sure y'all can all hear. I think the reason it's so loud today is Jennifer and I bumped, and we spilt my milk all over my computer, and
oh,
I'm washing the case right now.
You didn't have your Ovaltine today?
I didn't have my Ovaltine today, and I'm a little pissed.
With the Dakota ring?
Anyway, it comes with 256 megs of memory and an 80-gigabyte hard drive.
That's
and
it?
And a DVD drive that can play and record CDs. Now, it's got the new G5 chip in it, which is not really that new.
Right.
If you get the 20-inch model, it comes with a 160-gig hard drive, and you can record DVDs.
So the memory is only 256.
Yes.
That's
pretty low. And you can upgrade it if you would like.
Of course. For the special price of?
$1 million.
$1 million?
Actually, it's $75 extra to bring it up to 512.
No, it was, what?
Yeah.
$75?
Yeah.
That's why, well, I say fuck
look,
Mac.
Look, I have a really old iMac sitting there on my desk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to add some RAM to it, and some fella I know is helping me install Jaguar on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an old, it's got a 333 megahertz processor in it, and it doesn't have very much RAM. And I've been looking at RAM prices for it, and it's going to cost me over $100 just to upgrade the fucking RAM in this thing, because it uses such special RAM.
Special Mac RAM.
Special. Well, it's not really Mac RAM, it's just special. Anyway, now, you've been bitching about how this thing costs more. And if you try to match the specs of this thing,
mm-hmm,
with, like, the base model G5 and or to, a traditional Dell tower,
right,
you'd pay more for the Dell.
Well, of course, because Dell's
expensive.
Like
a Dell Dimension 4600 is, with its best processor, Windows XP Pro, and the best 17-inch flat panel monitor, a CD recorder, and the same graphics card, it costs $7 more than the iMac.
Okay, well, price that with one you would build by yourself.
But it's also much bulkier and uglier, just like one you'd build yourself.
Which would cost way less.
Anyway, the iMac has some less tangible advantages. It's better. It's more modern operating system than Windows XP. It comes with a free suite of video, photo, music programs that can be matched on Windows, according to the author here. It also frees users from the worry and expense of battling viruses and spyware. That's really cool. Anyway, new Mac's out. Go look at it. I think they're beautiful.
Go buy one.
I really
one.
Want one.
Go buy one. Waste your money.
I don't... Well, look, if y'all give me some good stock tips, I will buy a Mac.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, man. AMD and IBM extend chip processing deal. AMD and IBM are extending their microprocessor manufacturing collaboration deal another 3 years and will now continue working together on the next generation computer chips through 2008, according to a bunch of people who know what they're talking about. Basically, I just want to read this article because, as I mentioned on a previous show, that AMD and IBM, the partnership is, I think, it's more metaphoric than is anything has to do with business. Because, like, just as long as IBM, one of the better, if not the best, hardware manufacturer out there, is not partnering up with Intel, since they're basically in bed with Microsoft.
Oh, yes. I heard a rumor that the new Xbox are going to have non-Intel chips in them, though.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe that's old news, but...
It's not going to be AMD, huh?
That's what I hear.
So it's going to be AMD and not Intel.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why do people keep... It's not as if Intel's like a shitty manufacturer of chips.
Just, oh, yeah.
They're good. It's just they're expensive.
That they are. But that's just how it goes. If you want to buy something good, you have to pay a little more.
Yeah, but so is AMD, and they're cheaper.
I do like my AMD.
Can I go ahead?
All right. Verizon Wireless is rolling out a new high-speed wireless internet access service next week to 11 markets, including parts of New York City, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and New Albany, Mississippi. Oop, little wrong on the New Albany, Mississippi part. My bad. Last year, Verizon Wireless has been upgrading its cellular network with a technology called EVDO, or EVDO. I'm not sure. I'm not in the circles.
Because we love acronyms here.
Yes, it's EVDO for Everybody Does. That's what I think.
Everybody does what?
It doesn't say. Everyone does comma, I guess. Anyway, that's kind of odd. Which the operator says will offer speeds comparable with traditional wired digital subscriber line connections. And the carrier has said it plans to spend $1 billion this year on the next on the rollout. Now, they're not the only ones doing this. Other carriers are also upgrading their networks. Sprint's doing it to the same wireless technology. Cingular Wireless, which is likely to overtake Verizon Wireless as the country's biggest cell phone operator later this year, also has plans to deploy a higher speed technology, though not largely until 2006. I really fucking hate Singular, and I feel so bad that they're going to be the number one. Because I just fucking hate them.
I thought you loved their little blobby mascot.
The Jack?
Is that really what that is? Is that his official name?
I have no fucking clue.
We need to find out his official name.
I just hate Singular. Go in there and ask people questions. They have no fucking clue.
Well, that's everywhere you go.
I know.
It's like fucking, especially Radio Shack.
See, it depends if you get the nerd or not. Like, there's always one nerd that works at the store.
It seems to have gotten worse lately. But I don't know if that's me or not, because I haven't, like, I go there rarely. And I've been recently, I haven't been there, like, in a year or so. It's like, just before, you got good information, at least some good information. The guy knew somewhat what he was talking about. I went there recently, and the guy's like, yeah. You want to buy some batteries? He kept trying to upsell me on fucking everything. That didn't happen before.
Well, I went to Lowe's the other night to purchase a nail gun, and I have some questions. I've never owned a nail gun, and I've never really used one, other than stuff people have set up for me. So all I pretty much do is hit the trigger and tap it. But they didn't know. Like, I had questions, and they just didn't fucking know what nail gun would do what I needed, or...
That's why you go to Home Depot.
What compressor? Well, it was kind of late, but I was really pissed, but eventually we found the one old man that's actually used a nail gun for in his life, and he kind of answered my questions.
How can you wear that gay-ass vest and not know how to use a nail gun?
See, I think knowing how to use a nail gun should be part of their job.
They should, like, give a nail gun during training and say, shoot at target, shoot at customer. They should have, like, you know, the police have those target practices where, you know, those dummies are moving in a line, you know, and you can't shoot the civilian, but you shoot the bad guy.
Yeah.
They should be, like, employees, like, with the vest going by, and then some with the customers. And you shoot the customers in the head and win points.
Well, the nail gun that I purchased, it has a belt clip, so you can actually wear it on your belt. And it has three different modes. You can have it pull the trigger, and then you have to depress the head by pushing it on something.
Yeah, you are in Mississippi.
Make it
aren't
shoot.
You?
Or.
You are in Mississippi.
You can
aren't
just
you?
Have it where you pull the trigger and it shoots it, or you can just have the trigger not effective, and every time you touch something with it, it jams a nail into it. And I think that's really, really fucking cool.
Well, at least you're not shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah. I bet you I will. Watch out.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Well, anyway, about this wireless, when I'm talking about this wireless, just for anyone, it's not Wi-Fi, it's wireless over your cell phone, and it's pretty much going to be $80 a month for this service, so it's DSL on your cell phone for $80 a month. And, of course, they're targeting this at businesses. And the service is also available through cards that slide into your laptop.
So basically,
but it's also working on selling it for PDAs, so you can have high-speed internet on your PDA.
So the business cunt can check his email while he's driving in his new Jag.
Yes.
While reading the paper and drinking his coffee and yelling at everybody around him.
I can't wait till they have cars that you can just type in the destination and it drives you, you know?
They're working on it. They're working
on
it.
And I can just play on the internet while we're traveling or sleep.
Jerking off high speeds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so much more dangerous to do that while you're, you know, in control of the vehicle.
Yes, it is very dangerous. We at Infonomicom advise you to not masturbate while driving.
When I was at military school, we actually were given a speech by the battalion commander, like the cadet in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended that as a way of staying awake while driving home.
Really?
He said he's like, I do it.
When I was a boy, my dad told me the same thing. When you're driving home, jerk off.
And someone, of course, had to ask him how he holds the magazine while he's doing that.
No, he has one of his magazine holders on his dash. So
I bet truckers do that. I mean,
well, I can't. Well, they got a bigger space.
Maybe. And maybe some people don't have much to pull out.
This is true, and if you're a woman, you ain't got to worry about anything.
Except batteries.
True. And if you go to Radio Shack, they'll try to sell you lots of them. I've never had anybody upsell me on batteries. I'm like, yes, I want two AA batteries. Well, we have a special right now. If you buy 16, it's only it's only $60 more. I'm like, I just need fucking two batteries.
I always buy the big 8-packs.
Not there, I don't. They're fucking expensive.
Oh, no, no, no. I go to other places.
Like, Walmart.
I purchased a attachment for my Dremel, so like the little wand, so I don't have to hold the Dremel, I can just hold the little tool.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days after I had it, it broke. So I returned it to Walmart tonight, and there was no problem. The lady gave me a better one.
Oh, they'll take back used underwear.
But see, they're usually pretty stickly. They used to be really, really good about taking back anything.
Oh, back in the day, you didn't even have to have a receipt.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Like we bought a bug light at Kmart, and then like 3 years later, the bastard went out, and we returned it to Walmart and got a better one.
That's back in the day before Super Walmart, man.
Oh, yeah. Back when you had to go to that shitty Walmart over by LSU?
Oh, I wouldn't know that. I just
by Clater's Bookstore?
Oh, by the catering, by the bar.
Yeah, that really shitty one.
Yeah, I've been in that bar before. That's where you, if you want a bar that's really smelly, with a bunch of drunk people, really long hair, ready to kick your ass, you go to the catering in Baton Rouge.
See, Ivar's is right over there, and that's pretty good.
What's the name of it?
Ivar's.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's that fucking yuppie place, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm usually drunk. They have a big screen TV. All right, buddy. I think it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, man. firm justifies job for virus writer. What we got here? A German computer security firm has defended its decision to hire the self-confessed teenager, author of the Sasser and Netsky worms. Security Point said his decision to employ Sev, some weird name, offered the German teen a second chance. The job offer has certainly responded to reopened the debate about how closely antivirus firms should work with the people it employed to counter. Some antivirus firms have criticized Security Point, arguing that it's sending a dangerous message to virus writers. Among the reasons Security Point gives its decision to employ Mr. Name I Can't Pronounce is that at least it will give them insider knowledge. This is a quote from the German people. If some really professional virus writer or terrorist, of course, they're the same thing, of course, did the same, the complete infrastructure of countries could be wounded, the technical director at Security Point said. But the old poacher-turned-gamekeeper argument holds little water with security experts in the U.K., the skill set required to write a virus is primitive compared to what is needed to write antivirus programs. That's a quote from their debunkers. Employing a known virus writer will do little to dampen the much perpetuated myth that antivirus firms are behind virus outbreaks. Okay, basically this is saying that, you know, this little kid, he wrote a couple viruses, and so they're employing him to stop it. What they're saying is that they're hiring this little kid to that wrote these two viruses to basically come in and write counter software for it. I don't see anything bad with that. Basically, you're just giving this kid a job. He could be working at Quickie Mart for all I care. But that's not the point. I don't think there's a lot of sophisticated viruses out there. I grant you that. But a lot of them are pretty simple, and they just target, like, stupid Windows vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
I don't think these same kids are going to be able to write the counter for it, actually be able to block sophisticated viruses. Because I think it's more complicated to write I think it's more complicated to block it than to attack it. Hence all the holes.
Yeah.
Because if it is the other way around, you have 16-year-old kids writing fucking shit to secure shit.
This is very true.
As for, like, you know, and this is not just for the virus, right? Criminals in general are usually, like, hired to do seminars and shit. You know? You don't see carjackers going to work for car companies too often. Usually give seminars on how to do it. They're not very innovative. okay?
Mm-hmm.
So to speak, you know what I'm saying? They're not there, you know. They're not, you know. A guy used to open doors with Jimmy's back in 1970s, and is not going to be able to tell you how to secure cars in the 90s. They're not very out forward looking.
No. If they were very forward looking, they probably wouldn't be doing that in the first place.
Exactly. They'd be having a job at Quickie Mart.
Yeah, which is an excellent job to have.
Exactly.
Except for the shootings. But anyway. our good friend, Pixel Fiend, notice how we keep saying his name? Other people need to send us stuff. But he sent us a very interesting story that some file sharing was going on. And
really?
It was actually a major Linux group in Australia. In fact, the official Linux Australia group, they were sharing the movies Twisted and Grind. And
two separate movies.
Yeah, well, whatever. This is crazy, except...
Plus, they're shitty movies.
That they were sharing Twisted, which is a Python framework, and Valgrind, which is a tool for finding memory management problems in programs. And you have to think, who would, of course, look at that and say, hey, that's Twisted the movie? And someone typed in a search in fucking Google and blindly sent these people a takedown notice. Could this be considered spam? Or is this considered just another irritant that's not a spam? I mean, can you sue this company for sending a takedown notice when you're not doing anything wrong?
Not really. For instance, you have those people, telemarketers, well, collection agencies, that call you up saying that your credit's what?
Nothing.
Saying that your credits are bad, right? Your credit's bad, they want their money right now. When in fact, these people can't really do anything about it. Because the thing is, as I've heard, I don't know if this is true or not, that for them to sue you, they have to have a lawyer that has a certification in that state.
Yeah.
Now, the collection agency doesn't have a lawyer that has a certification in the state, they can't sue and they can't do shit about it.
That's why I moved states a lot.
So them doing that, and plus they have no justification for the thing in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So they can't do anything about it. It's just an annoyance. Now, if they can't, if it's just a one-time thing, they could blow it off. They have no, it's no big deal. Now, if they keep doing over and over and over again, that's harassment. And I don't know how the law system, I don't know how the judicial system works in Australia, but
I think they just kick you in the ass.
With a kangaroo. But here you can, that's constitute for harassment, and you can go to court over that.
Well, see, what if they don't ever send anything back to Linux Australia, but they send it to you, who has twisted, the framework from Python on your website? Like, can they just go around saying, oh, you have the word twisted for something, that's for download? Obviously, you're sharing our movie.
Anything can be sent out. I can send you an email saying that I have no merit doing it. That's just like, anybody can do that. As long as it's not threatening you with physical violence or anything. It's not, the thing about it is that if it costs me money to take the site down or whatever, and I found out later, it's illegal for them to not have merit. But anybody can sue anybody for anything, and if they give in, it's not illegal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I sue you for being, I don't know, for having 3 pennies in your pocket instead of 2, and you settle out of court or whatever, that's not illegal.
Yeah.
That's just, I forget the term for that, but anyway.
Retardism.
Retardism. But, you can sue them for being harassed if they keep doing it for harassment.
Okay.
The one time only spam... I don't think so, because spam is pretty defined as something that's trying to sell you advertisement, not wanting advertisement.
All right. Well, thanks for answering my questions, my friend.
I try it. I'm a legal expert on this show.
You are the lawyer of the show.
That is correct.
As the pizza delivery guy, is that what you do?
Yes. 15 years of law enforcement.
All right. Go ahead, champ.
It's my turn?
Oh, yeah. I was the one that brought up the article.
Ugh. Hold on for a second.
All right, well, I think it's a really cool idea they gave this kid a job.
You talking about the Virus Writer kid?
The Virus Writer kid.
Okay.
We've all had jobs that we learn things at, and maybe this kid will learn something. Maybe he's smart.
Maybe he got lucky. Basically, pretty much, he committed a crime, and he got lucky and got his job, and he straightened his shit up, and one day he might be vice president of his company and got really lucky getting his job. I wish I can fall into shit like that.
Yeah.
I got caught stealing a pack of cigarettes at Walmart. You know, I would be lucky for them to say, hey, you know what? Keep them cigarettes. You want a job, kid? You could be head of our security department.
If only.
If only real life worked like that, you know?
I had a teacher at Ole Miss who actually went to Louisiana Tech the same time I did, and he was like a big shot at Walmart, because I guess you don't really have to work there very long as you can speak properly.
And you're male.
And you're male. Anyway, he got some guy that was like, stop lifting cartons of cigarettes. Right before Christmas, that he was going to give out to his family as Christmas gifts.
I wish that dude was my uncle, man.
And it was the day before Christmas. Had the police come and arrested the guy for shoplifting a couple cartons of cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
And they were like cheap cigarettes. He wasn't like giving out like.
No, dude, when I got caught stealing the pack of cigarettes, this is back when I was like 17. But when I got caught, they called the cops and I put in handcuffs and brought to the station. One pack of cigarettes.
And then your dad let you go?
No, this is a bigger city, but he had something to do with it yet.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell your article.
My dad let me go. Yeah, my dad came up there and arrested me and brought me back and let me go.
He's like, that was fun, wasn't it? Oh, you're like, you're a son of a bitch.
Oh, I had a run from his ass for like 3 weeks. He was ready to beat the shit out of me. Okay, rumors surrounding...
giving you some money for cigarettes.
That's what I'm saying, especially since I was too young to buy them. Huh? What do you expect from me? If I'm too young to buy them, I'm supposed to steal them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Actually, cigarettes were in my pants, and I told the guy who caught me, he's like, give me cigarettes. I'm like, you have to come down there and get it. He's like, you might have crabs. I'm like, I might and I might not. You want to try it?
I'm voting yes.
He's like, you want to try it? You might have a good time. That's why he called the cops, because I was being a smart ass. Anyway, rumors surround Google browser. The net is buzzing with rumors that Google is working on a web browser. Online journals and web blogs, oh, I hate that word, have put together a series of developments which suggest that the search engine is developing a new web tools.
Blogs.
Excuse me. A U.S. newspaper has also reported that Google has... Approached former Microsoft workers who created early versions of the Internet Explorer browser. Google declined to comment on the online reports and said it had announced no plans in this area. Speculations about the Google browser has intensified following a new story about it in the New York Post. The story said that four people who worked on Microsoft's web browser have recently been recruited to work at Google. One of the new recruits at Google, Adam Bosworth, what a gay name, is thought to have a pivotal role in the development of the Internet Explorer. It goes on to elaborate more, but basically it's just saying Google's working on a browser, and who do they cooperate, recruit to do this fucking thing? People who worked on the shitty versions of fucking IE. What the fuck are Google thinking?
Why don't they just Google for Mozilla and then read some source code?
That's what I was thinking. The thing about this is it's fucking retarded. It's like, number one, Google is right now is what Microsoft was back in the mid-90s. Basically, make anything and anybody will get it. You know what I mean? Anything that Microsoft did back in the mid-90s, everybody got. Because it was, everybody thought it was the shit. Okay, nowadays, people are kind of weary about what Microsoft does. But basically, Google, anything Google comes out with is excellent. Well, it is excellent. But if they're going to start going this way, this is kind of like, why the fuck would they go to Microsoft to do this? That makes me think the story is kind of like, I don't know, speculation. Or maybe.
I have a different spin to put on it. Did you ever build something when you were a little kid and then, like, you're thinking about it years later and you're like, man, that was the shittiest thing I could have done. I could have done this better and this better and this better.
Yeah, but
maybe these people have learned there from their mistakes and they know what to do now.
That's different. I was a kid back then. These people were adults.
Well, you learn from your mistakes, buddy.
These people worked for Microsoft.
At least it wasn't the current version of Internet Explorer.
I don't know. I still think they're under a spell of, what's his name? You know, bald yelling guy?
Yeah, bald yelling guy.
Development, development.
Developers, developers, developers.
You can't do your job right.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
I think you should just stage dive next time. I was waiting for that on that video.
That's a lot of weight, buddy.
Well, they need to. I think they should, like, every time that dude walks into an office, he just should shoot, like, three fucking code monkeys in the head. He's like, next time it might be you.
Or they should just shoot him and then do whatever they want.
He's just a loudmouth. But I don't know. Would you get the Google browser?
Well, I would definitely try it because I'm a trying kind of guy, but...
I don't know about that. Like, I don't... Like, I have... Like, I'm using Firefox, and I see no reason to change anything else.
I really like Firefox. It's got Google right there in the corner.
Yeah, it's got tab browsing, and I got a good search engine, Google. I'm not in a need for...
But then again, there's the massive idiots out there that have no idea, and Google is a brand that's not Microsoft that they might be able to trust. Of course, we said shit like this when we're like, Microsoft is a brand, and they can trust them over Big Blue. And then look where it got us.
Fucked in the ass.
Fucked in the ass.
Like a 15-year-old Paris porn star.
Oh. Ooh. Anyway, speaking of all this shit, and Google's great, and this, that, and the other, I never realized this, but AskJeeves.com has been shortened to Ask.com.
It's always been that way.
I never knew that. I've always typed AskJeeves.com and thought, why didn't they get a shorter name?
Yeah, because you, like, back in the day, you can always just type Ask. They're located at both sites.
Anyway, several smaller search engines in a bid to compete with the Goliaths of the industry, pretty much Google and Yahoo. They're rolling out some features that Google and Yahoo haven't gotten around to yet. One main thrust of the new technology.
I like that word.
One main thrust of the new technology, thrust, is providing ways for people to quickly find information contained in emails and other files on their computer's hard drive. This can be difficult and slow using the Microsoft Corporation software found on many computers. Found on many computers. You're like walking up to a computer like, whoa, that thing's running Microsoft, man.
Wow,
look at that.
That's amazing.
It's so hard to install, dude.
I had to click next, dude, and I was like, wow, dude, next. And I got to read that thing that says it says words.
Eula, I didn't understand it.
And she's
anyway,
hot.
She's
hot.
Ask Jeeves today, which is actually today. That
who uses Ask Jeeves?
This company is behind the search Ask.com. is expected to announce its latest refinement, including a feature called My Jeeves, which works like the favorites bookmark kept in a web browser. Pretty much we read about this last week when it was called A9. And basically it lets people save links to their favorite sites. And the new service offers a twist. Users can later search for things within the saved sites, which is really, really kind of neat. And Amazon.com's A9 Incorporated last week unveiled some new features that are similar to the My Jeeves. The online retailer whose site is a tiny player in the search category is trying to draw new customers in part by offering its users 1.6% discounts on Amazon purchases. Now, that's fucking worth it right there to me.
No,
I mean, I'll use the thing once a week, and I'll save a little money. That's not a big deal.
Jeeves is basically, like, drowning right now. No one has used Ask Jeeves in 3 years, and they basically need somebody... Need some push-up, and this is not going to help. I predict in the next few years, Ask Jeeves will be off. I think it's been bought and sold like a bunch of times, just like Alta Vista has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to go to shit. Google's too powerful. It can't do anything. I can't see anything possible it can do right now besides give money to everybody, like 40 bucks to everybody in America. And that's
Ask.com actually handled 6% of the web searches in July.
Yeah, who handled the other 94%?
It makes it the fifth most used search site.
Really? What's the second?
I mean, if they move up from, 6 to 7, 8 to 9, that's a pretty big chunk that I figured everybody just went to Google. But I'm sure MSN is the second.
They're a sixth. That's pretty damn low considering I can't name that many of them.
Well, MSN's a big deal. That's one of the most popular pages on the web, on the internet.
That's only because it's like it comes up when you install Windows.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't move on from that.
It's kind of like having Down syndrome.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Oh.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
We got another
hour and a half.
40 minutes.
Another 40 minutes? All right, let's go.
Okay, you done?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, man. But I think Ash Jeeves is dead. So you think otherwise, but they're dead.
Well, I'm gonna start trying it and see what it's like.
You never used it before?
Like a long, really long time ago.
It's pointless. Like, seriously. Like, it doesn't answer your questions. It really doesn't. For any intents and purposes, it doesn't answer your questions. And Google is so much faster, and it's less cluttered and better. But that's just my opinion, of course. And obviously, 94 other percent people think like I do with Google. Since our talking about our friend Microsoft, remember that little patch they made about a month ago?
Yes.
What was it called?
SP2, I believe.
Okay, Microsoft issues first patch for XP Service Pack 2.
Oh, really?
Yes. Microsoft already has issued a patch that fixes a VPN flaw in its latest mega patch, Windows XP Service Pack 2. And there's more. The UK-based security firm NTA Monitor reported that there is a high to medium risk vulnerability affecting Internet Explorer running on SP2. What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. This is a quote from whoever. Programs that connect to IP addresses in the loopback address range may not work as expected, and you may receive an error message indicating that you cannot establish a connection. After you install this item, you may have to restart your computer. SP2 debuted to the usual storm associated with everything Microsoft, with a vast minority of security firms applauded the arrival of the pack. Hackers, here that goes working. Hackers made it their first order of the day to try to defeat it. It sounds like the Roman army. nor is the VPN flaw the only one in SP2. The UK-based security firm NTA Monitor reported that we already discussed that. This vulnerability also maliciously websites to place an executable file in the startup folder when the user drags or clicks a program masqueraded as an image. The firm has said, what are they doing over there?
I think they're just dancing around going, developers, developers, developers. Developers.
Seriously, what do these people do? Like I said a couple episodes ago, for some reason in my mind, when I think about a Microsoft, like an office building that has all the coders in it, I only imagine like three guys. I can only imagine three of them, because only three can fuck this up so much. There's a VPN vulnerability. That would be like one of the first things you fucking check.
Yeah.
They
push this thing back, and they push this thing back. And then there's really simple, very critical flaws in it.
Wasn't there a VPN problem in 98 also?
I believe that there was, actually.
And, like, if you keep having this problem, why don't you fix it in the fucking first place?
See, something I don't understand is, like, XP was supposed to be built off all new code. Then how come whenever there's a vulnerability in XP, it's also a vulnerability in, like, 98 and 2000?
Obviously,
and all this.
Obviously, the answer is they copied and pasted it. Add a pretty background. And everything's okay. It's basically, you're basically putting like one of those Scooby-Doo Band-Aids on a massive head gash.
Yeah.
And saying, and like just wiping up the blood and saying, go home, you'll be okay. Okay. I see, God.
Now, granted, all software is going to have flaws.
Not this bad, though. This is redundant.
Like if GM made a truck that every once in a while the tires fell off.
Or caught on fire for spontaneous reasons. Just like,
you know? Or if there was like a flaw that allowed someone to drive by and tune their radio to a specific channel and like your truck would stop. They would fix that and move on from there.
The problem I have most with is it says sites to place an executable file in a startup folder when a user drags or clicks on a program masquerading as an image.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That, I never really agreed with that whole startup bullshit, because number one, I have to, like, once a week I have to go up to, like, MS Config and fix all that shit. Like, there's always, like, one or two things that creep up in there always on a startup, you know?
Yeah.
Ready to run, you know? I usually keep my shit pretty clean. The only thing I have startup is, like, you know, like, my firewall.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the fucking ass. Like, there has to be a way to say no, nothing. And even if you do that, there's a way to say no, nothing, and then it still fucking does it.
Yeah, this is very fucking true. And I don't see how
that
they can't just stop it.
They can't. I don't know why. It's just like, they just, it's simple. It's simple. Yeah. I think they just doing, I think the whole operating system was built in VB. I really do think that.
An old version of VB.
Just basic.
All right, I think on the next show, I'm going to have a computer set up with Windows XP. Brand new, fresh install. And I'm going to put it on the interweb in my my DMZ, my demilitarized zone. And just see what happens to it. Like, I'll browse the internet with Internet Explorer.
And see how long it takes to fuck up.
We'll start it right when the show starts, and then we'll restart it and let it see what happens.
And we're supposed to feel so safe when Longhorn comes out, right?
I mean, they need to do something about all this. Like, your brand is just going to hell the more you just keep dicking it over.
But no one's there competition-wise. No one's there. They can do this. There's nothing to stop them.
Yeah.
What we need is like, basically, I compare them to Coke. We need a Pepsi.
And Pepsi sucks.
Yeah, but you need somebody that can run, like, because Pepsi and Coke are competition to competition. They're, like, right there next to each other.
Coke has, like, 70% of the market.
Nah, Pepsi's up there, though.
Who drinks Pepsi?
A lot of people do.
Do you know any of them?
No, because I don't hang around in that part of New Orleans. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, nod, nod. But,
Say no more.
Say no more. No, but,
Yeah, I completely understand.
You have to, and I'm going to be honest with you. I use Linux. I love Linux, but Linux is not going to be it. Linux is not going to be it. Linux will... I can't see, for the foreseeable future, Linux competing with Microsoft on the home front. On a server market, yeah. I'm actually surprised that they haven't beat Microsoft's ass on the server front already. But in the home, it's not going to happen. Imagine teaching your mom how to fucking, create shell scripts and stuff.
Yeah.
Or installing anything.
All you have to do, Mom, is type apt-get install, and it'll do it all for you. It's awesome.
Yes.
Why isn't there an apt-get for Windows?
Yeah, right. Apt-get virus.
I totally agree with you on the whole Linux thing like that.
There has to be another.
And we know Microsoft does this. Internet Explorer sucked for a long time until Mozilla came around, and now they're releasing things for it. They're updating it. They're upgrading. They're trying to make it better.
Somebody needs to come up with another operating system. That needs to be it. It probably needs to be Unix as core, but not totally, you know, like Linux.
Yeah, it's called BIOS. It's perfect. No one uses it.
Exactly.
I love it.
I'll have to try that sometime.
It's a good time. Yeah.
What is it? It pops up with porn out of the box?
You don't have to have a real nice computer.
That's it. A new operating system comes up. It needs to come with porn out of the box.
Windows does that, dude. I turn my computer on. It's like, here's some free porn.
That's if your wife's not deleting it.
Yeah. Damn it. Anyway, speaking of stealing stuff and the man sticking it to the man or whatever, there's a new CD that's coming out with some people that are actually a recognizable artist, and the whole thing is going to be released under the Creative Commons, which allows you to burn it and copy it, give it to your friends, do whatever the fuck you want, just get, you know, help the artist get it out there. And Wired Magazine's putting this bastard out.
So they're not selling it, they're just...
No, it's coming with the magazine.
Okay.
And they're making 7,500 copies of the damn thing and putting it in the November issue.
So you can do anything you want with it, pretty much.
anything you want with it.
Take it apart. And
lick it.
Lick it. Spank it.
Take things it, like that.
Take your
they,
cock out.
They actually approached 50 to 60 acts, including Jay-Z, Moby, and Coldplay, to find the participants. Of course, the participant that's the only big name is listed front. It's a song called Now Get Busy by the Beastie Boys. Then David Byrne's next, and then a whole bunch of random fucking bands like Lit Tiger.
The bands that got from their local coffee shop.
Zap Mama's playing. Their song is one word. What did you say?
What'd you say? What did you say about me?
Zap Mama.
Zap.
Anyway, so I think this is really cool that they're actually releasing a CD under the Creative Commons.
There's also another band doing this, a really famous band called Vagina Tunnel Vision.
Vagina Tunnel Vision.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's a lot easier to get the artist on board than it was to get to the recording studio or.
Well, that's pretty stupid right there, because you can ask the artist all fucking day long because they don't own the fucking music.
Yeah.
They can't even write music and put it out without the company knowing. So they can't like be like, say they put out 3 records, right? They can't go home, write a song, and just give it out to somebody. Because any creativity that comes out of this one person goes directly to the company.
Well, anyway, maybe...
So asking the artist is stupid.
Maybe this will actually take off and the Beastie Boys will do good on a tour and more people want to do it.
It's not going to take off.
I agree.
It's not, because, you know, you're basically telling the record industry would have to come out and say, we were wrong about the downloading, and here's some music and stuff. Don't give us any money. That would have to come out and say that. Because I went to the music store today just to pick up a couple of used CDs, and everything is in there. Like, CDs are still fucking the same price they were in 1995. They actually, like, they're like $17.
Yeah, but inflation from 95, $17 was $20 back then.
Yeah, but still.
But see, now when you buy a CD, you don't get that cool cardboard case.
I actually like that shit. I'm pissed off.
Remember the big, tall cardboard case that came with the CDs?
Fucking tree huggers.
That was great.
I love those fucking things.
You could cut them in half, make a pencil holder for your locker.
I used to hang them up on my wall. Those things were fucking cool. They made cool posters. And
what was the first CD you ever bought?
Oh, man. I'm not saying it on the air. But I will say...
Fucking say, what was the first CD you ever bought?
Okay, the second CD I ever bought was... actually, it was a bunch of them. I can remember it off the top of my head. It was a bunch of because my first job, I was 13, and I was cutting Christmas trees down for $5 an hour, which back in 1993 was a lot of money, $5 an hour. That's above minimum wage, and which was $4.75, I think, at the time, or a little bit lower. I bought Nirvana Nevermind, Sonic Youth Dirty, Alice in Chains Dirt, and Megadeth Countdown to Extinction. I remember those.
So what was the first one?
I'm not saying, dude.
My first CD I ever purchased, believe it or not, was Rodeo by Garth Brooks. My second CD was Some Gave All by Billy Ray Cyrus, which included the great hit Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand. That's too much, man.
Yeah, go tell your mom you moved to Arkansas. And tell your dog to bite your leg.
But see, the thing about it is Garth Brooks is still around. He's like one of the richest fucking artists ever known. Even though I don't like his music. You gotta give him some fucking respect. The guy fucking sold like... He's like
for
Elvis.
A bald dude, he was a sex symbol.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In country music, you can wear a hat.
Hey, Kojak was bald, and he was sexy.
Telly Savalas?
Yes, man.
Was sexy.
He's a Greek god.
Telly Savalas.
He's a Greek god.
Did you ever see a...
I would lick his head all night.
The Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin and Telly Savalas?
Uh-huh.
He tries to play a southerner. He's a Greek man.
He's still a bad motherfucker, though.
Ugh.
You fucking putting down on Telly.
Telly. His name is Telly.
And he would kick your ass dead.
Telly Savalas, no. MacGyver doesn't even own a computer. The guy that plays MacGyver.
MacGyver was bi, wasn't he?
I don't know. Look, that guy doesn't own a computer.
No, he just owns like...
Richard Dean Anderson.
No, he owns like one of those balls of like rubber bands and a collection of toothpicks.
All right, let's go back to the radio show.
And I make bomb with toothpick. Okay, music industry pretend... music industry pretends it's not lesbian. Okay. Music industry presents Longhorn wish list to Microsoft. The source praised Microsoft's openness in the Longhorn development process. The music industry led by EMI Group presented Microsoft with a wish list yesterday of what it would like to see in the next version of Windows operating systems, codenamed Longhorn, scheduled to release in late 2006. Microsoft requested the wish list from EMI, according to a source close to negotiations who spoke to Tech News World, Tech News World on the condition of anonymity. Okay, there must be a typo right there.
I'll tell you about paragraphs later, okay, buddy?
That's what it says right here. The source would not reveal any details of the wish list, but said it will make sure that CDs with third-party CD protection are treated in the same way that provides the best possible user experience and the greatest level of security of the labels and artists. What the fuck is this? It's like Dodge getting requests from like guys that go to drink at the Tiger Bar.
Yes.
Like what the make it so drive straight when I'm drunk. Woo! Why would Microsoft request this? It's like MPAA, please. EMI. I fucking hate EMI for a number of reasons. But like Microsoft goes to EMI and say, "Hey, it's Christmas. Give me your wish list." Are they doing this with the open source community also? Going to them asking them for a wish list?
I wish they'd ask me for a wish list.
Are they going to Wicked Pictures and Vivid asking for a wish list?
I don't know what that is.
They're porn companies.
I'm married. I wouldn't know.
Are they going to them ask for a wish list? You know what? You get Longhorn, you're like, oh my God, I can't record CDs now. So what? You get 98 or XP. You're fixed. No problem. And there'll be a way around that, I'm sure. Like, I'm using DB Power Amp now, so I'm sure DB Power will come up with a new version of their software so they can secret record their CDs. How can you not allow to make CD backups?
That's crazy.
CD protection, my ass. Go ahead.
That's like when you break your cognac glass, you don't get a replacement.
I have not seen... You know what? I'm off on Sunday. I'm going to go to Dillard's and see if I can find a cognac glass. I'm going to go to the counter. It's like, oh, yes, I'm thinking about this
cognac glass.
No, I'm going to go up to him and say, I'm thinking about buying this mauve tie, but can you direct me to the cognac glasses? There should be a store that sells cognac glass. It's called Cognac RS or some shit.
And for the children, baby's Cognac RS.
cognac bottles.
Anyway, this article actually brings up our term of the week, which is e-waste. It's e-waste, like electronic garbage. And e-waste is a new species of garbage since like the 60s, which is made up of defunct computers, cell phones, and television sets. So y'all were thinking computers and cell phones weren't around. Anyway,
Cell phones have been around for a while.
Yeah, it's the world's fastest growing and potentially most hazardous waste problem. Now, much of the world's electronic junk ends up choking landfills in developing countries. And e-waste recycling is a growing market as countries around the world have to make manufacturers more accountable for their products when they fall out of use and into the global waste stream. That's kind of silly. People need to have a company set up where they'll recycle a fucking computer. And I'm not going to read the whole article about recycling your computer. Pretty much one out of nine computers was recycled in 2001. Most sit in landfills or in storage. Where's another fact? It also, this fact is kind of weird. It says the report concludes that adding a few years to the life of the computer by refurbishing or reusing them is 5 to 20 times more energy efficient than recycling, and it could help meet demand for 28 million computers by nonprofits, schools, and low-income families. Anyway, PCs are full of bad shit, and they're littering up the ground.
Especially the monitors.
Yeah. The bad parts are there's lead and cadmium in circuit boards. What's it? Beryllium and lead oxides in the computer monitor. And the semen, cathode ray tube is really bad.
And semen in DSL modems.
Semen in DSL modems. There's mercury in switches and flat screens. Fire retardant stuff's used on printed circuit boards and the plastic that goes around it. And that shit gets into the groundwater in developing countries where pretty much most of our shit goes. And that's no good.
Well, the thing about this is that I'm not too worried about the waste problem because I don't think that way. But this is a great business opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful business opportunity. Like no one's talking about this. This is, and it seems so clear to me. You create a company, nationwide company, that buys for, like, you know, cheap as shit. Or just go to companies and do a nonprofit or whatever. To get these computers out of the old offices or out of old homes, have a dump, pretty much like what's the Salvation Army does. You have a little place you throw your clothes or whatever. You throw your old computers, fuck it, just throw it, crash it in there, right? And then you take these computers, you rebuild with new cases or whatever, keeping the same hardware, and you give it to people that, number one, people are too poor to afford new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you give it to companies. Like, there's a lot of companies out there that need computers but couldn't afford them, like small businesses, that just all they need is like a small Linux server to run their whole shop. You know, with a Windows 98 as the computer they're using. Like, you know, like three Windows 98 computers and like one little, like, you know, a Linux server.
Yeah.
And that's all they would need to run their little, you know, video rental shop.
As long as they didn't hook them up to the internet.
Exactly.
I learned something in this article that I read. Microsoft Corporation, 3 years ago, created the Microsoft Authorized Refurbisher Program, in which they donate operating systems for computers refurbished by nonprofit organizations. I wonder what you have to go through to be certified by Microsoft to get free copies of XP to put on a computer.
Oh, God, I'm sure it's like going fucking trying to get files from the FBI.
I'm thinking about starting up a little not-for-profit computer recycling thing and trying it.
You can make a lot of money from not-for-profit. You goddamn don't. You laughing, but you get paid. Not-for-profit doesn't mean you don't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
It just means that you can't. I don't know what the fuck it means. Because I know you can make money. You can give yourself a salary from it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, not-for-profit, fuck it, I don't know. You can make money. That's what I've been thinking about.
Not for profit pimping. Obfuscated's like, you can have the girl. You got to pay a little bit, but we're not trying to make a profit.
A not for profit brothel.
Bring him a textbook. Be like, here, baby, learn this.
Yeah, not for profit whorehouse. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with a little prostitution.
That's right. They use the tampons. And used condoms so they wouldn't, like, you know, so you don't have to spend that much money.
Yeah, rinse them out.
There's nothing wrong with used condoms. It's do not reuse. Which, you know, what would you do? Fucking put up, you know, like, you know, smash a hammer with it or something? Poke holes in it? You know, unless you...
Once it's got a couple holes in it, you mean to tape it up, but...
Yeah, well, unless you're fucking a pincushion, you have no problem with using it.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, man. Smallest guitar string to weigh atoms. Scientists hope that playing a tiny guitar string, the smallest ever created, will help unravel some of the secrets of molecular world. The string developed at Cornell University in the U.S. is only 10 atoms across and a million times smaller than a normal guitar string. It is made from carbon nanotube, formed by a sheet of carbon, one atom thick, and rolled into a cylinder. It's about as big as Drew's penis. As a scientist, this is a quote from them. As a scientist,
I'm not arguing.
As a scientist, the possibility that intrigues me the most is to be able to use it to, in essence, weigh things. Professor Paul McEwen, who helped pioneer the string. If you imagine that you had a guitar string and you glued a little weight onto it, it would lower the frequency at which the guitar string vibrated because the extra mass slows it down. He told the BBC scientists in an action program. And the same thing happens here, but our string only has a few tens of thousands of atoms in it. So just a few extra atoms, maybe even one, might shift the tone of the vibration enough for us to detect it. That's pretty fucking cool. I wonder if you could play like Metallica on it.
Oh, I'm sure you could, just with the one string.
Search it. Yeah, you can. Oh, or you could play Iron Man. It only takes one string to play that.
Well, man, you could add weights to the little string. I think we're going to get sued by the recording industry if you do that again.
Oh, Ozzy's going to come in again.
I don't recommend that to anybody. Oh, the moon's in the wrong position. What were they on, man?
We'll say what?
Okay, Ozzy, go back to your table. Go back to your room, Ozzy.
Oh. You done, Fokker?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, speaking of Fokkers, I have a kind of humorous little article about meeting the real...
It was funny.
About meeting the real Fokkers. And anyway, we all remember Meet the Parents, the Gaylord Fokker. Well, now they're pushing the gag just a little bit farther, making the new movie Meet the Fokkers. Well, the Motion Picture Association of America has decided that's a little off color to name your movie Meet the Fokkers. So, I kind of enjoyed this. Being like us, they were just, well, sometimes we are. They were just bastards, and they were like, no, we're going to find some people whose last name is Fokker, just to prove that this is actually a real name that's in the telephone book, which I think is kind of cool. And they actually found this poor family up in Canada. The kid's been teased at school. Like, he doesn't even go by his own last name of Fokker.
Who would?
He goes by... His
who
mother's,
in the first place?
He goes by his mother's maiden name,
which is Kuntz. Kuntz.
Which is latrine.
it really is?
No. And the way they pronounce Fokker, they rhyme it with poker, so it's Fokker, not Fokker. And this poor family, it's just been bad for them. Anyway, it comes up with the history of the term Fokker.
Oh, God.
Steven Spielberg, asked a screenwriter what name he'd given the anti-hero. Mr. Hetzfeld, who was a screenwriter, said he replied the character had an everyman quality and was trying to come up with something embarrassing. At which point, Jim Carrey said, oh, like Fokker? And Jim Carrey actually came up with this wonderful, wonderful term.
He would.
And the actual meaning of the family last name, it's a Dutch name, is breeder.
So pretty much the same thing as Fokker.
Yeah.
So it's
pretty much Fokker, but you rhyme it with poker, which is another word for breeder.
So it means Fokker.
Yeah, these guys are pretty much screwed. Anyway, in searching for these people, they came out with around 20 people with the last name of Fokker, but they were all named Gaylord or Greg, which couldn't be independently confirmed whether they were real names or not.
Gaylord Fokker.
Gaylord Fokker.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's meeting the real Fokkers, this poor family. The kid, like, can't go up like everyone teases him.
That poor bastard. Well, you know, I could think of more embarrassing names.
My middle name's Waldemar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I got teased a lot for that. I'm probably going to get teased now.
Why would you go tell people that?
No one knows me.
I could think of more. I knew a guy whose last name was Klitz in high school.
Well, that's not bad. I have a cousin named... DeQueer.
The Queer?
Yeah, that's his first name.
No.
Yeah, he's a little odd in the head, like...
What's his last name? Smith?
No, fuck is his last name? I don't know. You know, I'm always so interested in the DeQueer part. I don't know his last name. He's a distant cousin.
Oh, really distant?
He's not like my uncle.
Oh.
He actually got in trouble the other day. He was practicing his golf swing, and he hit somebody with his golf club.
They said, damn it, DeQueer.
He was in Fred's Dollar Store at the time.
You're bullshitting. They sell golf clubs at Fred's?
No, no, he brought his own.
Your family's fun.
This guy is.
Okay, man, we're going to start wrapping up the show. And, of course, got Shirley Q, which we love.
We love Shirley Q.
Shirley Q's not going away, because how can we have Infernomicon minus Shirley Q? That equals a negative number, if my math's correct. And
I hope Shirley Q never finds out we're actually putting her on the show, because I don't want to get sued by her either.
Him.
Him, that's right, him.
Oh,
my
man.
Bad.
We're dangerous. Ooh. And,
danger, okay. Danger, danger.
Okay, Shirley Q, go ahead.
What is that smell up in here? Ooh, I'm glad I brought my spray. Ooh, that stink up in here. What y'all been eating? Honey. Ooh, Lord. I tell you what, working at a, just coming in a radio station, it, you know, it's a certain smell to it. And I don't know if it's all the nasty men's that be working up in here. Because, you know, they don't clean behind themselves. They do not clean. Them old nasty boys never flush the commode. They don't even aim right when they go up in there. I don't know what they thinking. This, you know, do they do that at their own house? That's what I'm asking. When white people go to their own trailer house, they don't urinate everywhere, do they? So why they gonna do it up in here? And Lord, that refrigerator back there, have you opened? I was up in there a while ago looking for me something to steam, I mean something me to eat. See if somebody had left something good. The yogurts on there was stamped in the 80s. Just nasty. I mean, you could take that stuff and it would cure pneumonia. The penicillin be done overgrown on the blue barrels. It was so nasty. Ooh, I can't stand working up in here. Y'all all need to be sprayed. The hell. Ooh.
Okay. Okay. What are you laughing about?
Shirley Q, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. Appreciate that. Okay, and I've got a site for the week. It's this pretty cool website I found. It's called, we were speaking about stocks earlier. It's a site called HSX.com. Like Hermer. Hermer.
What?
It's HSX.com.
It's Hermer, like, is not a word.
It's like Herbert, sex, xylophone.
Horse. Horse.
Horse, sex.
Or hotel.
Extreme. No, it's HSX.com. It's pretty cool. It's like the stock market with movies. And the way it works is that it doesn't have real money. It's fictitious money you're using. But it looks pretty fun. I haven't tried it yet. You basically buy some stock on a movie before it comes out, and then, you know, see how it does when it comes out and everything. And it's based on the sales at the theatrical and also on the video market. So it's
kind of an advanced dope wars.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So like that. And you can also buy stock.
You have to make it simple for me.
You also got to buy stock. You can also buy stock for the actual actors. And I thought it was pretty neat to check that out. Our term for the week was all, of course, e-waste.
E-waste. So yeah. You get yourself some Tom Selleck stock?
Dude, Tom Selleck is going up. You know, also, inside trading is allowed.
Ooh.
Inside trading is allowed.
Excellent. I like some insider trading.
Me too. It's all about the insider trading. I'm like Martha Stewart with two balls instead of one.
Ooh.
Also, the quote of the week was, go ahead, and I know you had something.
I didn't have a quote of the week.
My belly button smells like anus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My belly button does smell like anus. And that was by Dan Tech Geek.
from the Ben Rev
chat room, IRC.
IRC.
At Esper.net.
Which is now in Dialnet.
For some reason.
Did you know? Did you get that memo?
I didn't get the memo, but I noticed it in the topic.
Yes, it's in there. That's the new one. So everybody that's in IRC and Esper, it's on the Dialnet, which I really appreciate it, Stank, for doing, because now I can get my porn passes also. Well, I'm on Dialnet.
Well, I'm looking right here. I'm on Esper, and there's 15 people, and now I'm looking over here on Dialnet, and there's 3.
Well, the memo takes a little while to get faxed over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, belly button smells like anus. How can you smell your belly button?
I don't know.
Stick your finger in
there. And what were you doing to make it smell like anus? But we'll never know.
Also, we have 2 cunts of the week. The first one, name is Chris Andrews.
Can you say that one more time so I can write it down?
Yes, his name is Chris Andrews.
All right.
Also, we have another one. His name is Ryan. And these are both cunts for many, many reasons. Oh, yeah. Also, Ryan at Loves the Movie, right? Loves the Movie Drop Dead Fred.
Well, who doesn't love Drop Dead Fred?
Obviously him.
Yeah.
Fuck that bastard.
I'm calling one of them right now. It couldn't complete my call as dialed.
Because
I dialed the wrong number.
Okay, hold on. Let me go ahead and...
Hey, Ryan. Hey, buddy. You're on Infonomicon Radio. Congratulations. You're on Infonomicon Radio. Yeah, say hi, buddy. Hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Ryan.
No, he's in the Nicholson Drive.
Whatever. We got Ryan to say hi. I really hope... Did you hear it?
A little bit. You should have told me he won the Cunt of the Week Award.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the other guy's name? Chris?
Chris Andrews, yes. You dialed *67, right?
What? what?
337.
Can you start 6-7 from a cell phone? I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
*67.
All right, this guy's name is Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad we can't hear this fucker.
Look, I'm putting the microphone right by the little mic thing. Hey, Chris. Hey, buddy. This is Infonomicon Radio, and you have won a contest, buddy. Yeah, dude, you actually were the cunt of the week. Congratulations. Pretty much fuck yourself.
What did he say?
He said thanks.
Okay, and also, if you want to contact, that was pretty funny, man. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at, you can contact Droops at droops@gmail.com or me at lab5ae@gmail.com. And the closing music is going to be Cannibal Corpse with Fucked with a Knife. And I've been Obfuscated. He's been Droops. And until then, we're Mickey Finn.